This is Stacey Marshall with Printwear Magazine.
Matt Vassallo with TheRhinestoneWorld.com.
Richard Greaves with ScreenMaking.com.
Brian Walker with RTP Apparel.
You are listening to the Two Regular Guys
Podcast. Hosted by
Terry Combs.
And
Aaron Montgomery.
Keep on listening.
I don't know if these guys are that regular.
All right, well, welcome to the show. It's Friday, January 24th, 2020, and I'm Terry Combs. You can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me at aaronmontgomery.info. Today, we're going to welcome back Henry Ma with Racoma to discuss hiring for your custom apparel business. So 2 weeks in a row, Terry, good stuff. You asked for it. It happens. I love it.
I know. Look at that. That was one of my wishes for 2020 was more education on having employees. And yeah, two weeks in a row. And the first time Henry's been on the show as CEO. Last time he was COO. Yeah. So
yeah, congratulations, Henry. We got a chance to talk to him a little bit before the show started. So I'm really looking forward to having that conversation today. Lots of great stuff going on over there at Racoma. So really great. And also quick special shout out to Eric Campbell, who is actually operating the back end for us here. And I've already screwed him up this morning by touching too many things. So I just don't know what to do with my hands.
Hands off.
hands off the board. Sorry, Eric. And then I'm testing out a new little fun green screen thing here. Let's see if it'll put me as, yeah, there. There's
look
a whole
that. Thing.
That's why my hands look glowy here.
and once we convinced you to take off that green shirt you had on earlier.
Yeah, that made it. Yeah.
Your green turtleneck.
Nice. So, Terry, let me just first and foremost say FOMO is a real experience that I've been having for, a week or so now.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is you guys were all out in Long Beach, California. Looks like having a amazing time, seeing some amazing people. Impressions Expo kickoff launch Long Beach.
Huge.
Seems like I dropped the ball by not being there. So what did I miss?
Well, you know, first of all, the show was mega busy. As I know at the Equipment Zone booth, we had people in our booth, and we were at the back towards the aquarium area. And we had people in our booth 5 minutes after the show opened, and Friday and Saturday just jammed. Sunday, like always, you know, not so much because every year that show is running during the playoffs. Hey, but luckily for me, as our regular listeners know, I'm a huge Chiefs fan. Folks across the way at Cornette, they had a big backlit projection screen, and it was directly across the aisle from me, and they put the game on. So I did go over and say, you know, I love you guys, and I might even buy one of your machines now. I'm really pleased with this. and the game ended when the show ended.
I'm pleased with the fact that you played the game for me, and though I am a competitor of yours, right. I'm purchasing a machine now.
But, you know, also they reintroduced at this show, you remember, Aaron, they used to have the really big parties, and and so they had it was outside. It was a really cool event. They had a great opening band, local band from Long Beach. And then they had, Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray did all his hits. Wow. And followed by Sublime, and everyone's like, "What the heck, man? This is pretty cool." Really
awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, all the band guys getting more involved, you know, and Ryan.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Ryan from Ryanette was instrumental in that whole situation.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So that's really awesome, man. That's great. And
yeah.
So speaking of Ryanette, I also saw that their booth was pretty darn incredible. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who's been to the Long Beach Convention Center, you know, there's that big round arena area at the back of the hall separating the two different halls. And they had that filled. It was like it was like an open house in there. They had entertainers. They had stations where you could go print shirts. They had a competition for the fastest shirt loader, and someone from Oklahoma Shirt Company won that. By the way, I ran into Justin and his crew at the airport, and he was telling me in security about his employee winning that contest. And I said, man, you should give him a raise. And he's like, shut up. but it was pretty amazing. And Raina DeMille lay there, male late. Now I'm announcing formerly of Sandy Lake Apparel. So that's going to be a whole different show. I invited Mel to be back on the show again. She might be at ThreadX. She wasn't sure, but we're going to have her back on to tell us what she's up to these days. And anybody who doesn't remember, Mel was kind of famous for being on Shark Tank and being on a lot of the morning talk shows when somebody one of the big Target knocked off some of her graphics. So Mel's got a pretty cool story to tell, and I only had about 5 minutes to talk to her, but she's definitely excited to come on the show and tell us what she's up to these days. Cool. So
I heard there was live tattooing. Can we see your tattoo, Trey?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think that's an evening one when we're having drinks. No. Yeah. Well, I did see on Facebook Justin from Oklahoma Shirt Company getting a new tattoo over there. But it was, it was like a three-ring circus over there. It was super cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So what, who else did you run into there? What other shout outs for people that we need?
Yeah. And please forgive me if I forget anybody, but, our self-proclaimed biggest fan, Kessa Larson from the Block Screen Printing in Kyle, Texas, she stopped by and did some pictures. Kessa. And what's that?
I said, "Hey, Kessa, I'd love to
absolutely
checking out the lives for us," but she's a big podcast listener. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your continued support.
Yeah. One of our regular regulators, Cindy King from King's Image in Odessa, Texas, came by. Joss Ratliff with Central Screen Printing and Steve Ratliff with All-Star Ink in Bakersfield stopped by. And they suggested a show idea of talking about art programs and buying the program as opposed to the subscriptions. And they had a lot of questions about that. So that would I told them we'll definitely address that maybe with some folks from Corel and some folks from Photoshop to chat about that a little bit.
Yeah, like a little round table, you know? I mean, I think you had mentioned that to me. Maybe our friend Clay from Corel Trainer and Dane.
Great Dane. Yeah.
Maybe Dan Campbell. We can,
perfect. A little
round table would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Then Pete Jr. from New Era Apparel, he exploded into my booth. Camera's blazing. Here's my friend Terry from Two Regular Guys. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, we need to have Pete back on the show. That's always a lot of fun.
He was standing on top of a dryer over an SPSI's booth, filming people and yelling to the crowd. So Pete had a really good time at the event. So it was great seeing him again. And he had his whole posse with him. Nice. And Nathan and Susan Scott from Print to a T in Lake Havasu City right here in Arizona came by. And Jeffrey Schultzman from Sparkle Gear in Groveland, Massachusetts. And there it is. I had to touch Terry at the show.
Yeah, I would have watched myself after that. But anyway.
we actually got an opportunity to have a nice long chat in the booth. So that was cool. And, you know, there were so many other people, but these are the folks that I had a chance to scan to remind me to put them on the list of shout outs. But
I was like, who are these people? You know, when are we going to sell them a direct to garment? And Terry's like, no, don't worry about that.
Right. Oh yeah, that's not about work. That's about my free work.
It's a passion. It's a labor of love, Terry.
Exactly right. I was telling my daughter yesterday, and she was asking me how long we've been doing the podcast, and she was stunned that it had been 8 years. But that surprises me a lot too. So,
I mean, really, I think it was ISS Long Beach 8 years ago. You and I, I'm guessing probably having a chicken wing and eating a beer, started saying, how are we going to make this happen? I was telling you about this volleyball podcast I was listening to. And so I think it was the week after ISS Long Beach. I've got the dates written down somewhere, but
back in those days, it was, having a podcast was much more of a rarity than today, when everybody and his brother has a podcast on the most, micro niche area.
So we're I think really maybe next week will be the official start of the eighth year. It awesome. Could be this week, but so we've got Henry on for the official start of eighth year. That's really awesome.
Yeah, there it is.
I heard Jonas Booth was awesome too, and we'll ask him about that here in just a second.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we want to thank everybody for checking out the Two Regular Guys podcast. If you're listening to the podcast version, we would appreciate you sharing with your friends so they can become regulators too. Plus, we would love and appreciate you giving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you're listening right now. And we are always looking for new guests. If you or anyone you know would like to join us, go to calendly.com/2 regular guys and share your show ideas. And if you're watching us live right now, join in with comments and questions and reach out to your industry friends right now and have them join us too. And with that, Aaron, let's hear a word from our platinum sponsor, Impressions Expo.
What is Impressions Expo? Impressions Expo, formerly known as ISS, is the premier trade show dedicated to the imprinted and decorated apparel industry. They have 5 shows that are produced annually in each region of the United States, including Long Beach, California, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Orlando, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and cap off the year at Fort Worth, Texas. Each of those 5 annual shows also feature over 30 seminars and hands-on workshops in categories such as screen printing, embroidery, digitizing, digital decorating, and much, much more. Visit ImpressionsExpo.com for more details, and while there, use the promo code REGULARGUYSIE for a free expo pass. Again, make sure you visit ImpressionsExpo.com to get more details. And the Two Regular Guys look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Well, thanks again to Impressions Expo. And you guys put on a great event out there in Long Beach, and looking forward to all the upcoming shows as well.
Sounds good. Well, Terry, should we dive into our conversation with Henry here?
Let's do. Let's bring him in.
Okay, cool. Well, let me introduce him, and then I want to ask him a couple of questions that were not on the script. So
we're going to start with the zingers.
We're going to start with the zingers. All right. So welcome into the show, everybody. Henry Maas is a business expert who has helped over 3,000 startups and established business owners in over 140 countries grow their decorated apparel business. And very recently, Henry was promoted from COO to CEO of Rekoma. So congratulations. As the hosts, the fire trucks and stuff like that are ringing in loud to bring you in here. As the host of the Apparel Academy, a show on Rekoma's YouTube channel, he offers insights and strategies for people looking for success in the decorated apparel industry. His advice and tips reach a loyal community of over 100,000 subscribers on email, Facebook, and YouTube. So finally, welcome in, Henry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Terry. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Yeah, looking forward to this great stuff. But like I said, I wanted to real quick, 2 things. Tell us your experience there at Impressions Expo in Long Beach. And like I said, I heard your booth was really awesome as well. So I missed that as well. So help me with my FOMO here.
Sure. Awesome. Yeah. So I think, as always, ISS has always been a very good show for us. And the one in Long Beach, as everyone knows, is like the biggest one of the year. And to kick off 2020. It's been a really good show to kind of kick everything off and met a lot of previous clients that have come by and visited our booth and have also, you know, sold a lot of machines to new clients and be able to, and, you know, help a new batch, a new wave of prospects get started in this business.
Awesome. Wonderful. So the other question I had for you, Henry, before we dive into what we brought you on to talk about today,
I
recently saw that you did a podcast with Jay Baer, and I don't know who Jay Baer is. He's wrote several books. He's actually going to be the keynote at ThreadX coming up here, and he's going to be on our program here in a couple weeks. But tell us a little bit about that. I'm obviously a big fan of Jay's work, and Talk Trigger's book is one that I reference all the time. And so how was that experience?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the whole conversation was revolving around how to do social media marketing, right? And how that has helped give some examples of how that has helped us here at Ricoma grow and kind of be able to help their listeners maybe get some nuggets here and there as to implement any strategies or tactics into their business and grow. So as I said on the show, I think social proof is everything. And so your ability to kind of build a community of loyal clients that are engaged on social media, as well as being able to leverage that to kind of gain new clients is very critical and something that every business should focus on.
Cool. Well, our intrepid producer, Eric Campbell, is in the background working very hard, and he actually put a link up in the chat there to that episode over there at Convince and Convert. So make sure you guys go check it out. Plus, there you go, regulators, a little bonus from Henry. But Terry, shall we?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Yeah.
All right, Henry, are there unique qualifications when hiring for a decorating business?
Well, I would approach it in this way. I think that with the decorated apparel business, it's quite a niche, right? So, of course, you want to hire people that have past experience, but that might not always be available, right? Because it's a niche market. So, what I would recommend, and this is the philosophy that we follow as well, what I would recommend to custom apparel business owners that are looking to scale and looking to hire is to look for people that are able to be coached, right? So that they have the ability to learn everything about the industry, that they're fast learners, and that they're teachable and coachable, and find those qualities rather than trying to, you know, find the needle in the haystack with someone with X number of years of experience operating a particular machine. Like, that's just very difficult to find. And if you're able to find someone like that, it's great. But I always look for qualities that are able to be coached and able to be learned on the job. And I think those qualities are in a much bigger pool of candidates than to look for people with X number of years of experience in the industry.
That's right. Great. And you know, there's always the risk too of, I remember in one particular production floor that I ran, I was very hesitant to hire people who had worked at XYZ company because they came with so many bad habits.
Yeah.
but you're right. You know, if you have someone that is coachable, it's not that difficult to teach someone how to be a decorator. It's having that right person. So I agree with that 100%.
Exactly.
So, Henry, so then I guess talk to us about that interview process. You know, what are some of the things that you do specifically in the interview process, but how do you kind of understand if they're coachable or not?
Sure. So we generally have a two-step interview process, and this could be longer for different types of roles that you're hiring for. But as a small business owner, if you're looking to make that first hire to scale your business, first understand kind of what role you're looking for. Whether that's it depends on your business, right? Are you looking for someone that's just going to operate the actual machine while you focus on sales, or are you looking for more of an admin person that's going to kind of process the orders and get the paperwork done? Depending on those types of what type of role you're looking for, when you're in the interview process, we try to do a two-step interview process with first on the phone, so it's a quick phone screen. So it's, you know, you ask a couple of questions to kind of see the soft skills of the person to see if they're a good personality fit. And then we bring them in for more of a technical interview whereby you actually ask questions that are relating to the actual day-to-day job and responsibilities that you'll be doing. And if you find that the person is a good fit, as a small business owner, you might even want to give them a quick test, right? To test if they are indeed a fast learner by maybe showing them something simple, showing them how to hoop this item. And that takes only a couple of minutes and have them, you know, show you what they've learned on the spot. So yeah, those are some hands-on tactics that we found that we've recommended to small business owners in the custom apparel space, as well as some of the tactics that we use here at Ricoma internally for our hiring process as well.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. Great tip that I hope people take away is that don't be afraid to, you know, when you bring people in for an interview, actually have them do a little bit of the job, you know,
right?
Because every applicant's going to tell you, oh, I'm a quick learner. I can, you know, they what was it that I heard? There's only two times in their life that somebody's perfect. It's when they were born, and it's when they're writing their resume.
Exactly.
I mean, actually do the job is big.
Yeah, and it's so hard to gauge the skill set in a 30 to 45 minute conversation, right? So whatever you can do to get closer to the actual skill set, that you know, that's what you should do in the interview process. If what this person is going to be hired for is hooping, yeah, you might want to give a quick hoop test, right? Like, and show them if they have no experience before, show them how to do it and see if they can learn very quickly. Or if they have experience before, then just ask them, well, obviously you said you've operated a machine before, you've obviously done hooping. Here's a hoop and here's a garment that we typically do. Go ahead and just show me how you would hoop it. And that will also kind of test whether their resume is true.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. Yeah. I've seen many times where, you know, somebody's come in and it looks great on paper. The resume looks great. Everything is good. But what they did in the past, just for whatever reason, doesn't translate into your business.
Right.
And, you know, so if you're not, you know, if you're just going off of, like you said, a 30, 40 minute conversation,
yeah,
it doesn't matter what they did in the past. It's what they're going to do for your company. So that's
right.
Exactly.
And then one other nugget that I would give to the viewers here is that in some interviews, you want to test whether they're like if you want to find a personality fit, there's also a quick test that you can do. If you're sitting down at a table and having a conversation, usually people would have like a pen or pencil and a notebook. What you can also do is like you pretend to accidentally knock off the pen to the ground and see how they react. And so the people that are more compassionate and willing to help out and more of a team player, their natural reaction is that they saw the pen drop and that they would bend down and try to help you pick it up. And then from that, you can kind of gauge what kind of person they are and how their personality is going to fit with your team.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's a gold nugget right there. Okay, I'm going to drop my pen, Terry.
Well, I'm going to try it with a chicken wing, but yeah, okay. I know Aaron will go for that. He'll have it in less than 5 seconds, you know.
Yeah. That rule. Not enough either. So, anyhow.
Yeah. Well, you know, last year at ThreadX, I believe it was Brian Adam, did basically an entire segment on day one with your employee. And it was incredibly interesting. But, you know, Henry, what happens in your opinion on day one with a new employee?
Sure. I think this applies to not only day one, but I think in general, day one through 30. I typically break down like a new employee's onboarding into a 30, 60 and 90 day plan. So okay. So on the first day, it's really just taking in as much as possible, like just knowing the status quo, right? And that should probably happen from day one to day 30. It's just learning the status quo. And what processes you currently have in place, and try to be as much of a sponge as possible. From day 31 to day 60 is really when you've gotten the foundation of what's required on the job, and you see what the existing processes are on the job. Now the employee is starting to think, okay, how can I fit into this process and start adding value. And then day 61 through 90 is really kind of you're hitting the ground running. You got the foundation, and as a business owner, you should be looking at whether within those three month period, this employee is contributing value already between day 60 and day 90. That's how I typically break things down. And I think in most cases, within 90 days, you're able to tell whether this employee is going to work out or not, or whether he or she is going to be a good fit.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that's great, because then you're giving them, well, you're like I said, you're giving them that foundation. You're giving them the opportunity to, okay, get the foundation. Now let's get into training or get into more. Yeah. So you've laid that out in front for them, correct?
Yes, correct. And so, like, they should have an expectation coming in, even in the interview process. Most people ask, like, okay, so how is the training? So one thing that I would recommend to small business owners is, if you don't have a curriculum or some sort of agenda, even a rough outline of what you're going to do when the employee is onboarded, that's something that you should have as soon as possible. Because the last thing you want is to kind of just wing it. Right, you should have a structure and train the employee that way, so that not only is that person trained properly, but you have a standard so that every employee coming in, they're experiencing the exact same thing. Now you have a benchmark as to, like, okay, this is my training process, and this is how each individual is going through it and how they perform within that training process.
Right. Yeah. If your training is one sentence that says, "Go stand next to that guy," that's not training.
right, exactly. Like, I do believe that shadowing is a big part of it. But,
sure.
But whoever you are shadowing needs to be engaged enough to show them why you're doing things, and then how you are expected to do those things as well. Not just like, oh yeah, just watch what I'm doing. Especially when they have no experience, they would not know what they're watching. They're just like, okay, you're just doing a bunch of stuff that I don't understand. So the person that's being shadowed, they need to be engaged enough to walk them through it. And in most cases, as small business owners, like, the business owner is going to be the one that's being shadowed. So it's on the onus is on the business owner to make sure that you have an agenda to cover and you have it structured. If you don't have that structure, I would recommend having that, you know, at least some sort of an outline to go through what the employee would do on the first week.
Yeah. You know, there's one sentence in there that I everybody who's listening should take note of. Tell them why, because that's hugely important, you know, to understand not here's what we do, but here's why we do it. I think that's a really, really big point.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. And I've seen that a lot where you got somebody shadowing somebody, you know, where they're shadowing. So I saw this actually, and this one floored me. Somebody was shadowing somebody, and the new hire had asked a question, and the person they were shadowing goes, "Oh, I don't really know. I started last week."
So. I do have to share. I had it just many years ago, a new job, and I kept asking this one woman about, you know, well, where's this? Where's the copy machine? Where's this? Where's that? And finally she goes, "I started the day before you." you should have probably opened with that.
All right. So we're talking training a little bit here, but let's get into that, because that's something that we love here on Two Regular Guys. How, you know, we've talked about a few techniques on how this occurs, but how else can training occur, and should it occur for a new hire?
Sure. I think in the context of the custom apparel business, a lot of it is it depends on the role, but I think a lot of it will be done through shadowing. Right, especially if you're a small business owner and making that first hire, it really depends on your structure, right? But let's say for the sake of the argument that you are making your first hire, then of course everything you have to do as a business owner to train them. So the most natural thing to do, since you're running everything, you got to decide what part of it you want to offload to this new person and have them help you, whether that's, you know, operating the actual machine or doing the paperwork. Just walk them through what your current process is and make sure that they understand why you're doing it, and then have them, after they kind of gone through a few reps and have seen you do it, have them try it out too, and then give feedback as to whether you're doing this correctly or you know, there's some things that need to be changed. This is also a good way to gauge whether that person is a fast learner or not, right? So within the first couple of days, you should be able to have a good gauge and a good view as to whether this new person, you know, has the skill set that you need. And so the more hands-on you are and the more you're able to guide them through each step, the better it is for you to, you know, not only for you to see how well they do, but for you to give proactive feedback to them so that you can see the changes.
And you know, beyond that too, and you kind of touched on this, but it's not just this one function that they need training on. They need to understand how this company operates, who we are is part of the training as well.
Of course. Yeah. So you want to give a big overview of kind of, you know, what we do as a company, and then dive into the details of, like, what this person is specifically brought on to do. and then be able to guide them through those roles. I also would recommend that don't bite off more than you can chew in the first couple of days, because they're training, you can give all the information within a couple of days, but it's the consumption and retention of the information, right? that's really important. So you want to give little pieces of information, and then take a moment to like at the start of the very next day, I always like to recap what was learned the previous day, and give a quick quiz or just have a quick conversation as to, hey, you know, we did this in the training. Tell me about how you would do this, or have them show me, you know, how they would do a certain task. And that shows whether they retain the information. And if not, you need to reiterate that before moving on to the next task.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a great point. A really great point. Hey, before we break here, Terry, Eric, if we can go back to a couple of comments from before. Cindy King had said when we were talking about the pen trick, which is an awesome trick. I'm definitely going to borrow that from you, Henry. I'm the type that would pick up the pen. And Sandy says, I love it. And for the record, I would pick up the pen. So we have a lot of empathetic regulators here, Terry. So that's
good. Very good. I see Cindy at a lot of trade shows, so I'm going to, you know, have a pinfall in my pocket to test you. So test that. Okay.
And then Jamie Ann over on YouTube had said, yes, I've taken what Henry has said and applies it to my business on hiring. So and she said, I feel like I start brand new every day. So good stuff. And Sheila says, definitely easier to learn as hands-on and not just by watching. And then
yeah,
I agree with that.
Excellent.
And then Shandy says, yes, in soccer, we say that you always tell, show, and do. Mm-hmm. So these things apply across the board, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Okay. All right. Hey, before we continue, let's take a moment to hear a word from our sponsor, Printavo.
Let's talk organization. Keeping your shop organized is crucial to growing your screen printing business. Printavo helps thousands of shops keep their teams on the same page and look professional to their customers. If you're always getting tapped on the shoulder with questions, missing order due dates, or just ready to get to the next step in your shop, Printavo is your solution. Printavo allows shops to create consistent quotes, automate quote and art approvals, schedule jobs, collect payments, and now create online stores. All inside one platform. Being cloud-based, you can even use Printavo from home and with remote employees too. Printavo has a free trial and demo which you can sign up for at their website, printavo.com. Check out printavo.com for more details and tell them the two regular guys sent you.
Good stuff. So thanks to Printavo and for all of their support, and definitely check them out. I heard they were doing some cool things. Did you get a mini squeegee there in Long Beach, Terry? I saw that.
I did not get out of my booth one time. So
right. Seems to be a common theme, Terry. You got to work on that.
I actually got to meet Bruce at Deco Summit.
He was
at Deco Summit last year. So yeah, very very cool guy, and gave a session on growing your custom apparel business. So
that's wonderful. Hey, okay. Henry, before we keep going, then tell us a little bit about that. Last time we were on, you were kind of gearing up for that. I'd love to hear a little quick follow up. How'd that go for you?
Oh yeah, it was a great turnout. It was a funny story. We actually just got the TCO for our building the day before the actual event. So it was like literally it was a godsend to have the TCO ready. We were scrambling to think of plan B's of like, okay, you know, the event is happening tomorrow. What happens if we're not allowed to actually be in the building? And then it happened to be that the day before the actual TCO came through, and then we were able to, you know, scrap all the plan B's and just go with plan A. But yeah, it was cutting it very close. But overall, a super great turnout. I think over 100 people was at the event. Over 40 sessions, and people learned a lot. People learned a lot from the hands-on training. We had a lot of hands-on training session with kind of working on the actual machine. We had like DTG printers and embroidery machines and heat presses, and we also had a couple of digitizing classes too. So it was like a well-rounded approach to everything decorated apparel. and people felt that it was very informational. And at the end of this year, when we have our second annual event, we're looking to actually rent out an actual conference space because we expect that the attendance is going to be larger this time.
Cool.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
Congratulations. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Henry, let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about retaining those employees after you've hired them. Mm-hmm. How do we keep our employees happy and on the job and doing the things that we need them to do to be successful?
That's that's the million-dollar question. One of the toughest things to do, right? I think the hiring part is just a start. You got them in, and then how do you keep them motivated? And to make sure that you know they're doing their job properly, and to stay with you for a long time. I think it really breaks down to, as a business owner and as a leader in general, the burden's on you to make sure that you understand what makes every employee tick, right? Because not everyone is going to be motivated by the exact same thing. Some people are motivated by compensation and money, great. Others are motivated by a work-life balance. Others are motivated by the ability to move up in the company. You have to figure that out as a business owner. And the burden's on you to make sure that you are tailoring your approach to employee retention, not as a blanket, but as a tailored approach to each individual based on what they are motivated by. And that's just by having conversations. That's by making sure that you're listening to what they're saying and the feedback that they're giving. And we try to do everything within our power to make sure that obviously they're compensated well and that there's opportunity to grow within the company. But every person is going to be different. Like Sarah might want to is motivated by being able to leave at 4 o'clock to see her kids play soccer. Like you have to know that. And someone else might be motivated by just growth and being able to move up in the company. So as the business owner, you have to figure that out.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, but sometimes these employees, things go awry. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about, a little bit about dealing with employees who have, let's call it strayed from the path a little bit.
Right. That's what my parents used to say about me. But
right. And you turn out okay. So it's all good. There are times where if they stray from the path, I really think that overall you have to, it's much better to have other employees be a good influence on those individuals that stray off the path, because I think the there's this book by Dave Logan called Tribal Leadership.
Oh yeah,
and that's something that's so prevalent in every organization, because people hang out in tribes. People hang out in these quote unquote tribes. And so the ones that stray away from the pack, you have to have good influence to kind of like bring them back. Because just as a business owner, if you are there just to tell them like, well, you're straying off the path, like get back on track, like that typically doesn't end well. That doesn't, it creates more tension and more problems. So it's really listening to them and understanding kind of, okay, what's causing them to veer off path. Maybe it's a personal issue. Like, you have to understand that. And then I think the most powerful thing that you can do is to have good influence, be able to pull them back. Because as humans, you naturally want to, be associated with a group. You want to feel like a part of a group. So if the positive influence can outweigh the negative influence that's causing the employee to veer off path, that's what the most powerful thing you can do as a business owner to bring them back on track. You got to have the cliques and the tribes within your organization. The good tribes outweigh the bad ones. And slowly, like the bad ones will just die out, right? So either you have the stragglers that are looking for tribes to belong to. You want to have the good tribes be able to influence those people, and then we've typically seen that when that happens, people do a 180, and they feel like, wow, now this positive and good tribe has brought me into their group. I'm more mirroring their behavior versus ones that the business owner doesn't want.
Yeah, yeah, well, and I think. It's really also important in that whole thing is that what you as a business owner are focusing on. So if you're spending all of your time focusing on the bad tribe,
yeah,
that's what's going to that's what's going to, you know, oh, well, owners focus on them. I want to do what they're doing because I want
exactly. I want that recognition too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's all about like, all these little things about, you know, recognizing their a job well done or giving them a raise moving up inside the company. All those little things will add up and accumulate into your overall culture. And as a small business, you know, culture might not be as prevalent or as important, but it definitely when you scale, you're really being your whole company is run on a culture. But it starts with when you're small and just, you know, one or two people. It starts with building, you know, planting the seed and building the foundation at that point, and then be able to have those, you know, loyal employees be able to disseminate your culture and be kind of the evangelist for what culture you want to provide.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that's perfect advice. And I think even for the folks that are, you know, just maybe myself or one or two employees kind of people, when you're taking the time to build that foundation, like I said, the building that culture early and planting those seeds, that also does a great thing for your interactions with your customers, mm-hmm. because that will help them understand what your culture is, even if it's just you, and people are attracted to those positive focused cultures, you know, the good tribes, like you said. So
exactly. And I think when you're small, that's much easier to do, because if you only have one or two people, you're able to spend a lot more time with each individual and be able to, you know, have those conversations and build the culture that way. So you know, more of the work is upfront when you're small, but if you build the foundation as you grow larger, that culture will be disseminated by the employees, right? And then that that goes through to the clients, as Aaron mentioned, because they're the ones that's going to be taking care of the clients for the business. Yeah. So if you treat your employees well and you build that culture, you know, they're going to naturally take care of the clients.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, you're making those evangelists early, and you have that opportunity. That's such great advice, Henry. Thank you so much. I want to catch a comment from Christine here real quick. And if you guys have specific questions for Henry, please go ahead and post those in the comments if you're watching the live broadcast right now. But Christine says, so much of all of this does have to do with the leadership of the boss/owner. And that's an important point to recognize. Owners or bosses who won't take responsibility for managing their employees and dealing with problems can cause such an uncomfortable work environment. Mm-hmm. And then she follows that up with, I think the regulators are a good tribe.
Yes.
Awesome.
Very good tribe.
She's right.
All right. So Henry, you've given us a ton, just a boatload of things that people can like put into their business today. But let's say somebody just tuned in right this very moment. What is the number one piece of advice you would give somebody when it comes to employees?
Sure. I think one thing that I've constantly noticed is that, especially when you're a small business, you are probably hesitant to hire because you feel like, well, how can I find someone that can do my job just as well? And one key note that I would give to everyone is that, if you want to scale, you have to let go. You have to let go, and you have to delegate at some point, right? If you want to stay small, like sure, you can do everything on your own, but you will stay small. And I always say that, you know, 10% of a watermelon is still bigger than 100% of a grape. So if you want to scale, you have to delegate. So, and you have to be okay with that. And I think that's something that a lot of custom apparel small business owners their mindset is not framed in the right way yet, because they feel like, well, I'm not sure if this person is gonna work out. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that hire. When your business is at the point where your sales is being dragged back because of, you know, you just can't be at 10 places at the same time, then it's time to make that leap. But you have to understand, and you have to be okay with the fact that, sure, this next person is not going to do everything 100% in the way that you do it, but that's completely okay, because then you're moving a step forward, you're actually growing, right? And that's when you get away from the mindset that, well, you know, I'm gonna do this all on my own. And so that's the number one advice that I would give people, to be okay with hiring, and take that leap, and to not hold everything back just because someone can't do the job exactly as you can, you know, unless we have a cloning machine, you can't scale your business, but you have to be okay with the fact that, I can sacrifice some stuff and maybe this guy can't do it 100%, but they can do it 80 to 90%. But now I can get more done. You're still growing in the net positive, right? Your overall net positive.
Yeah, it comes down to trusting your employees and you know, just like you said, you can't freak out if they don't do it exactly the way you did it, you know. So
yeah, nice. All right, one more quick comment here. Jamie Ann said, our culture here at Signs and Printing, we provide lunch to our employees, snacks available along with drinks. Our HR, who also happens to be her dad and the CFO of the company, cooks for us every day, and that keeps us coming back, even me. So
nice.
Yeah, that's good stuff there. Got to come by and get some lunch there, it sounds like. Okay, Christine says, I found that good people bring their own skill sets to the situation and often make things much better. I've had people suggest a lot of solutions that I wouldn't have considered.
Yeah.
So again, it comes back to that trusting thing and giving them an opportunity to do that. That's great. And then Jan says, right there with you, Henry. You have to be okay with the job someone else does. Hopefully you would have created a mirror of yourself while training your employee. So, Henry, what's your take on that?
Yeah, that's as best as possible that's the best that you can do. You know, like if you can create a mirror of what you do by training the employee properly, then you've done your job right. But, you know, it's never going to be 100%. But, you know, you have to come to the conclusion that you are okay with that, you know?
Yeah.
And because otherwise you're staying a grape and you're not growing into something larger, you know? And that's more important, I think. You got to look at the bigger picture and be overall net positive than to focus on the micro and be like, well, this person can't do exactly what I do, so therefore I'm not going to hire someone. Like that mindset, even though it sounds crazy to say that, but that's what a lot of people, like, in the back of their minds, what they're going through is like, I'm not going to hire because, like, why would I spend money to get someone else to do, you know, my job at like 80%? You know, they can't seem to grasp the fact that you can free up your time to do something else and grow the business even further.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're talking about scaling up too, you have to be able to scale up your communication as well, because, and here's an example, Aaron and I used to work for a company called US Screen. And when there were 12 employees, we would bring lunch in every day and we'd sit around the conference table and talk about the business. And I remember Scott Fresner saying to me when we had 90 employees, why does nobody know what's going on around here? And I said, because we don't sit around a conference table and have lunch every day and talk about it. You know, you have to put this on a grander scale.
Yeah. That's great. And then Sheila commented, as an owner, you also need to be coachable. Sometimes an employee brings great ideas. I think that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. And then let's see here. Lots of good stuff. I'm not going to get to all of them here, but Christine says, and I love the quotable there, Henry, the grape and watermelon analogy. That's perfect. But Christine says, I want to be the 100-pound pumpkin at the county fair.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Good stuff. So, Henry, obviously you've got a lot of great things going on over there, but tell people where they can find out more about you. If, I know you guys have a YouTube channel, all sorts of great stuff going on. So how do they connect with you?
Sure. Yeah. You can, if you are looking for more of our content on just custom apparel in general and tips and tricks in the embroidery world, you can definitely look for us on YouTube. I think it's youtube.com/RecomaMiami. You can find us on there. Also, we just launched a new website for Recoma.com. It used to be Recoma.us, and then we migrated everything over to Recoma.com. So you can find our newly designed site at Recoma.com as well. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram to, you know, stay up to date with the latest content.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Well,
thank you so much for your time today. Great information, tons of wonderful nuggets. And so let's do it again sometime.
Of course. Thank you guys so much. And as always, a pleasure to be on the show and to be able to share with your audience some insights. And hopefully everyone, you know, takes those tactics and actually deploy and implement it into their businesses.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Henry. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. Cool.
All right.
Terry.
That was wonderful. Great, man.
We get so excited about, you know, the the most wonderful thing, and to the regulators, this is, you know, why they show up. They want to learn, and to have somebody like Henry at his level. I mean, he's obviously moving up, growing, building a fantastic business, and to be able to have those bullet points that you can take, oh, and go, yeah, I can implement that today. That's awesome. So
he's one of us. He's a garment decorating nerd. So
he is. You know, all right. Before we get to the last sponsor here, I did get a new nickname because I love spreadsheets so much. Yeah. In fact, I should have a shirt soon, but it's a hashtag data hipster.
I love it. That's perfect. Yeah.
All right,
Aaron. Well, before we go any further, let's hear a word from our sponsor, Ace Transfer.
Have you been looking to grow your business or start one in the garment decoration industry? After all, that's why you're listening, right? Ace Transfer Company is located in Springfield, Ohio, and we've provided our customers with high quality transfers, competitive prices, and great customer service for nearly 30 years. Ace Transfer Company offers a wide variety of garment decoration services, including screen printed transfers, contract screen printing, direct to garment or DTG, dye sublimation, signs, banners, heat transfer vinyl, pressure sensitive vinyl, and more. Use your own designs or have our in-house artists assist you in creating eye-catching transfers. At Ace, we are dedicated to helping your business succeed, so print your vision at Ace. For more information, visit our website, acetransfercompany.com. Send us an email at acetransco@gmail.com. That's acetransco@gmail. Or give us a call at 800-525-3126.
All right. Well, thanks again to our great friend, David Shaw. And I did, by the way, see David at the show, but I had so many people in my booth. All I did was one of these. But we appreciate the support of David and all the folks over at Ace Transfer.
Absolutely. Cool. All right. So, Terry, a couple other things coming up, and I want to start off with what Eric's got coming up. And I know we've been talking about this for a little while now. It's kind of been out there. But this is the time because things are going to start getting hot and heavy. He's back from Long Beach. And so if you're not signed up already, so Eric is doing a webinar coming up March 28th, 2020, this year. One of his most popular classes from the trade show floors, and he's going to teach it on time. He's going to talk about better running, bolder, more beautiful embroidery with a faster cycle from concept to completion. So that will be titled Demystifying Digitizing. So
very cool.
Bonus content is only happening for those folks that have already signed up on the form here. And that's ericcampbell.com/demystifying-digitizing-webinar. And that's right there in the comments section. And so go ahead and check that out. And we'll also have that in the show notes. So really excited to get that going. Like I said, we've been talking about it for a bit, so maybe you're kind of going, I'll get to that. But now's the time to get.
The time is at hand.
Time is at hand.
Here's our infomercial. Sign up now.
Yeah, exactly. But wait, you can get a handshake from Terry.
And a picture.
Love it. All right. So, Terry, the other thing that he's got coming up soon is, and we're all going to be at Dax, Kansas City, so I'm getting excited about that. In fact, I'm talk to Scott Ritter here in just a moment, just kind of getting the details tied up for all the fun stuff happening. Our panel that we're going to be doing, I need to get on that and get that a little more solidified, but we're super excited to be presenting a panel. But Eric has got Debating Digitizing, Expert Answers from the Digitizing Curious, for the Digitizing Curious, not from, and Treatments and Digitizing Techniques for Specialty Threads. So he's got those two events. So make sure you get over to Dax Show, just no S, Dax Show, and check that out in Kansas City. What about you, Terry? What do you have coming up, sir?
Well, I have my upcoming complete screen printing business course. I'm going to be at Atlas Screen Supply in Nashville, February 15th and 16th. That's right around the corner. And then I'm going to be at Workhorse Products here in Phoenix, February 29th, leap year, and March 1st. And at the Dax KC show, I'm going to be doing a seminar on, it's called On Being a Great Screen Printer. A lot of tips and tricks on how to improve production, talk about employees, things like that. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be on
caps, by the way. Great in all caps.
Great is in all caps. Exactly right. Because I did something similar at Impressions Expo. It was, I'm a new screen printer. Now what? So anyway,
let's get great.
So February 23rd through 25th, the two regular guys are going to be on the air and interviewing guests throughout ThreadX 2020, powered by SGIA, and that's going to be right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And as always, Aaron, all my upcoming 2020 classes and events are updated, and you can find them at terrycombs.com under the tab tour dates. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, good job on keeping up with that, Terry. Proud of you, bud.
Feet to the fire. That's what this show's all about.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, so coming up or in the process for me, Todd Downing and I have been really kind of going gangbusters with a group we're calling Our Success Group. And if you go over to oursuccessgroup.com, you can get more details there. We have two videos left in our opening five keys, but you can still sign up for that and be a part of that and get all the first three that we did. The third one was done last Wednesday, and just become part of that community. Not only has the training and stuff been great, but the community that we're building around that has been fantastic. Just lots of people helping each other and kind of, you know, how do we get from point A to point B? You know, we're talking about the real basics of determining your overhead to setting your pricing. And we talked about workflow and optimization last Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we're going to be talking about the delivery and follow-up. You know, you don't just throw shirts in a bag and toss them at your customer and say, here you go, and walk away. How do you bring in more business by that whole process of just delivering stuff? And then the last one that everybody's clamoring about here on the fifth, the last one of that particular series on the fifth, is going to be about marketing and just an overview of marketing. Probably going to spend a lot of time on Facebook ads. You know, the training's been going about an hour long, but then we stay for questions and answers afterwards. And the first week was an hour and 15 minutes. The second week was an hour and 20 minutes. Last Wednesday was an hour and 30 minutes. So
I see a trend here.
Yeah. My guess is, yeah, by the time we're done, you better set aside 3-4 hours.
Right.
But it's all recorded, all of it, all the questions answered, all of it's recorded. So you can go back to it anytime. We got little goodies that we give to you along the way, some spreadsheets, some tools, some things like that. So we've really been enjoying the heck out of that. And so we'd love to have you guys be a part of that. We've already launched phase two, which will be the monthly training, bi-monthly trainings after that. So just a lot of excitement there. I'm also excited to get to Las Vegas. I get to take my wife with me, so I'm pretty stoked about that. My mom is actually coming out to watch our son, so we don't have to take him out of school. And so Las Vegas for the International Awards and Personalization Expo. It's my first time going to this show. I've heard a lot of people talk about it, and so I'm really excited about that. And I will be presenting two seminars there, Social Media 101, Why and How, and then digital marketing, growing your business with email marketing. Those are both happening on Tuesday, February 18th. And then the next day on Wednesday, I will be on a sublimation panel with Lisa from JDS and Jimmy Lamb from Sawgrass. So
that'll be cool.
Spending some time with there. And Jan says she will be there. So looking forward to meeting Jan face to face finally. I don't think we've ever done that. So if we have, I apologize. Yeah. And then, like I said, we'll be at DAX. I think once we get a little closer, I'll talk. I'm doing an e-commerce, so what works and what didn't seminar there at DAX. Super excited about everything going on at DAX. I am, like I mentioned before, pulling a Terry Combs, getting on a plane, one place, living out of a suitcase for about what feels like 3 weeks, but I think it's just a week and a half. So, All right, Terry. Yeah, so I think we covered, I got NBM Santa Clara coming up February 7th and 8th. We talked about DAX Kansas City. We've talked about ThreadX. So is there anything that we missed, Terry?
I don't think so. I didn't have Jan on my list. Sorry, Jan, here on my list of shout outs.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now you can do it right now.
Shout out to Jan.
There you go. Perfect.
Awesome meal burnt ends and some assorted other steak type meats. It was very cool.
Wow. yummy. That sounds great. All right. Cool. Well, Terry, I think we've come to the close of the show. Great information from Henry. So yeah, let's wrap this up.
All right. Very good. Thanks to our show producer, Eric Campbell. And you can find him at ericcampbell.com. And our other sponsors, Impressions Expo, Printavo, and Ace Transfer Company.
Excellent. Yeah, thanks to them. And next week, Terry, we're going to be talking with Vic Autry, who's with iPersonalize. And we're going to be talking about selling digital print on Shopify. He's got a new app over there in the Shopify store.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So we're, you know, employee engagement, employee stuff. Now we're going to move on to some selling and marketing and getting your wares out there in the e-commerce world. So I'm excited. And,
because you also have to sell things to pay those employees. So
yeah, exactly.
All right. Until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the Two Regular Guys.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.